Psalm 9. For the choir director, according to The Death of the Son, a psalm by David. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell about all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will make music to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish from your presence, for you have upheld my rights and my cause. You sat on the throne, judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. As for the enemy, their destruction is complete and final. You have uprooted cities. Memory of them has perished with them. The Lord is seated forever. He has established his throne for judgment. The Lord himself will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge the peoples with fairness. The Lord will be a refuge for those who have been crushed, a refuge for times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Make music for the Lord, who is seated in Zion. Proclaim his deeds among the peoples. Yes, he who avenges bloodshed remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Have mercy on me, O Lord. See my afflictions that are caused by those who hate me, and raise me up from the gates of death, so that I may declare all your praise. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk into the pit they have made. Their feet are caught in the net that they have hidden. The Lord makes himself known by the judgment he has carried out. By the work of his hands, the wicked are snared. The wicked return to the grave, all the nations who forget God. But he will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish. Rise up, O Lord. Do not let man triumph. Let the nations be judged in your presence. Strike them with fear, O Lord. Let the nations know they are only human. Psalm 10. Why, Lord, do you stand so far away? Why do you hide in times of distress? Because of the pride of the wicked, the oppressed burn. They are caught in the schemes that the wicked plan. Yes, the wicked man boasts about his heart's desires. He blesses the robber. He despises the Lord. With his nose in the air, the wicked does not seek God. There is no room at all for God in his thoughts. His ways are prosperous all the time. He is haughty. Your judgments do not concern him. He snorts at all of his foes. He says in his heart, I will not be shaken. Through age after age, I will have no trouble. Cursing fills his mouth along with lies and threats. Trouble and evil lie under his tongue. He waits in ambush by the villages. In hidden places, he murders the innocent. His eyes are spying on the helpless. He lies in ambush. He hides like a lion in a thicket. He lies in ambush to catch the oppressed. He catches the oppressed by dragging them in his net. The helpless are crushed. They sink down. They fall under his strength. He says in his heart, God is forgotten. He hides his face. He never sees. Rise up, O Lord. Lift up your hand, O God. Do not forget the oppressed. Why does the wicked man despise God? Why does he say in his heart, you do not seek justice? But you do see. You notice trouble and grief. You take it into your own hands. The helpless one abandons himself to you. For the fatherless, you are indeed a helper. Break the arm of the wicked. You pursue the wickedness of the evil man until you find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You strengthen their hearts, and your ear pays attention to obtain justice for the fatherless and the crushed, so that the worldly man may no longer terrify.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.